It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. This is Pinky the Pig, and it's time for our podcast show. And thank you very much for listening from planet Earth and the universe. We know they're listening. This is the Pinky the Pig Show, where you listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent, fabulous friend, Mildred the Moo 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 Cow.
Oh, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm great. How's Mildred?
I'm great. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a really fun weekend. How about you?
I did. Thank you.
So I would like to please today. Is it okay if I pick?
Yeah, of course.
I would like to please talk about the telescope. Because, you know, the lunar eclipse and you've got the stars and the planets to look at. We have a telescope.
Right. Okay, sure. Well, what can you tell me?
Well, the name Galileo comes to my mind, but that's about all I really know.
Well, very good, Pinky. Galileo, a very famous astronomer, he didn't invent the telescope, but he was the first one to point it up into the skies, and he was able to discover many astronomical observances.
Yeah.
He called the telescope a perspiculum.
A perspiculum.
Right. But let's go back even further, because way back in 400 BC,
you're going way back.
Right, Pinky, because in 400 BC, right around there, the Greeks realized that if you fill a glass with water, now you can bend the rays that come from the sun.
They had glass way back then?
Oh, yeah. Glass goes back to 3500 BC in Egypt. Glass is it's a natural occurring substance that the volcanoes would produce.
Ah.
Because it's believed that there were these sailors, and they came there, they took their ship, and they went on the beach, and they built a fire. They didn't have any stones, so they built a fire, and then the sand started to melt, and it made these streams of translucent liquid. And that's how you make glass, from the sand.
Yeah, because when you heat up the sand, it changes the molecules. And then when they cool down real fast, they don't all go back all together like sand again. It's kind of liquidy, but then it cools and it's hard.
Right, it's kind of like when you make candy from sugar.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't do the sugar candy. But Carol, she makes candy from the sugar. Same idea. You melt sugar down, then it gets all liquidy. Then you pour it in the molds, and it sets up as candy. It looks totally different from the sugar.
Right, that's what happens with sand when they make glass.
Yeah.
And by 1200 BC, the Egyptians, they learned how to liquefy the sand and then press the glass into molds, and they could make jewelry and glassware and vessels that would hold water.
Yeah, glasses.
Right. So that's when the Greeks realized that if you fill a glass of water, you can see the rays of sunlight coming through.
Yeah, because it hits the water.
Right, and you're bending the rays from the sun.
Okay.
So then by like 400 BC, there was this famous Chinese philosopher. His name was Mozai.
Okay.
And he developed a concave piece of glass. And then he realized that he could actually focus in on the rays from the sun. And then it wasn't until the late 13th century that the first spectacles were invented.
Like glasses that people wear on their eyes.
Yeah, spectacles.
Yeah.
Because later it was accepted that the lenses that came from the glass, if you shaped them differently, then you could make the distant objects look as if they were closer.
Yeah, because a lens is the glass that you bend. You can either make it concave or convex.
Very good.
The concave goes in the center, and the convex pops out a little bit like a bubble.
Right, and they realized that if you shaped the glass differently, it would make things change.
Yeah.
And then in 1608, there was a German-Dutch spectacle maker.
Spectacle, the glasses.
Right. His name was Hans Lippershey, and he was able to apply the bending of the lenses to create the very first telescope. And so he got the patent on it. They didn't give it the name telescope until later.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, that's when the famous astronomer and mathematician, engineer Galileo, that's when he improved on these basic designs, and he was able to create a better telescope, and he pointed it into the skies.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, it was developed even more. The Greeks, a mathematician, and then that's when it was called the telescope, because that it was further developed with two lenses. So then more scientists got involved, and then they added mirrors. And the famous scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, he gets the credit for implementing the mirrors.
Yeah, that's when they coat the glass with some reflective metal, like silver, copper, or tin. I know, we did that podcast on mirrors.
Right, so then the light doesn't go through the glass, it reflects off.
Hmm.
So Hans, his telescope could magnify 3 times as large. And then Galileo, he could magnify 20 times more. And then scientists improved on it over the years. And by 1789, they built a 40-foot telescope. And now they can see the moons around the other planets in the solar system. And then by 1920, the very famous scientist, Edwin Hubble.
Oh, yeah, I know that name. He's a big telescope guy.
Right, he used the longest telescope of this day, and he discovered galaxies beyond our own Milky Way.
Yeah, and they named a very famous big telescope that they put up into orbit. It goes around the Earth. It orbits around the Earth. That was in 1990. I know, that was the Hubble telescope. This is as big as a school bus, but you don't look through it. It sends the pictures back using the radio waves back to Earth. Very complicated.
It is. The radio telescopes, they have a radio antenna and a receiver and then the amplifier and the recorder, and it's very involved.
That's amazing they figured all that out.
Absolutely.
Okay, you have a quote or something?
And, you know, we do. And it actually, this past weekend, was Edwin Hubble's birthday.
Okay.
Right, he was born on November 20th, 1889. He lived to be 63.
Wow.
All right, Pinky, we have a quote here from Galileo. He was born in 1564, and he said, "All truths are easy to understand once they are discovered. The point is to discover them."
Right, because he's the one that proved that the Earth goes around the sun. And Copernicus, you know, he knew that too, but Galileo proved it, and they didn't like that too much.
Right, because at that time, the common belief was that the Earth was in the center and everything else revolved around Earth. Yeah, that was a difficult situation.
Yeah. Okay, that was fun learning. It was a lot. My head is spinning.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, tomorrow's Tuesday's Tune.
Yes, it is.
Okay, talk to you then. I love you.
I love you.